Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Today is most likely my last day on the show.
Oh, yes!
Wow, don't sound too excited.
That's not the reaction I was hoping for.
I just think I know what this means.
I normally have the survivor candles out here so I can walk up and extinguish the one as you're escorted off the island, but let's just, why wait?
I don't think this
you
is
You don't even have to finish today.
This
you know what? You're relieved.
Take care,
man. I want to hear it.
Have a good day.
No one's going to fight for me. Okay.
I'm fighting for you.
You cheered.
No, I said, I want to hear it. I want to hear it. I'm
first,
assuming.
No. Your first reaction was very different.
Okay. You're helping him pack.
I assume that him thinking he's going to be fired is because it's a controversial ranking.
Perhaps the most controversial.
You're doing a controversial ranking?
Yes.
You didn't warn me. I got stuff I gotta do. Well, hold on, everybody.
This is not going great already.
No.
It's only going to get worse.
You know that I have to. There's a theme song, and I have to get it ready.
And we still don't know the words.
And I'm not even in my thing. Oh my god.
Come on, man.
Oh my god. Okay.
You're messing with those candles back there.
Okay. I got it. I think. Okay. Alright.
He says dumb things, but this is dumber. He says he's got data and he's crunched the numbers. But he doesn't even know any scientists. And he gets real mad when we call these lists. It's TX controversial rankings.
This is not going to go well for me in this room, but I am a truth teller. I'm here to just, as hard as it may be, to say what needs to be said.
This is a lot of buildup. I'm just going to let you know. Go ahead.
These are the controversial Thanksgiving rankings.
Yep. Oh my gosh. Don't worry about quitting. You're fired. Leave.
Oh my God.
Leave. Okay. Leave.
No.
Hear that? Benefits? I was fired. Okay. I didn't quit.
I would like, let's pretend. Everyone look at me. Look me up and down. Picture me on the football field in high school,
that's
right?
Hard to do, but okay.
In marching band, right?
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
So it's like me coming out and saying my opinion on the best quarterbacks in the NFL, right? I'm not a quarterback, so I don't get to judge that. I don't get to like say things about it.
You
I
can
never
still
played
have
sports.
An opinion just because,
a lot of the
he hates Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that one
he
gets
can't
tough.
Be the one to judge Thanksgiving,
but he's got data and he's crunched the numbers.
Thank you. Oh, I have.
Guess who learned the lyrics?
Two people.
Just like most football analysts, they crunch the numbers and they say what needs to be said.
I would like to give a little insight behind the scenes of what goes on the Slacker show and behind the scenes. Today, Aaron, who's also the music director of the radio station, received a large package of Taylor Swift memorabilia. Mm-hmm. Is there any way you could just dump that whole thing out? And then Aaron and Tia could use that box to get the crap. I'm sorry, Erica. Yeah, they could use it to.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It's you also guys a little offensive. I haven't been offered any, but
I brought it in here for you to go.
Oh, okay.
Shoot, never mind.
Okay. Anyway, I'm gonna Kanye this, and I'm gonna let you finish.
Okay, thank you. Now, these are not the Thanksgiving foods. This is much like Halloween. These are all just everything that has to do the best things about Thanksgiving. Starting at number 10.
Very broad.
Stuffing.
Yeah. Wait, that's in your
list?
It's
on the list. Out of respect, it is a classic.
But you won't eat it, right?
No, I will not eat it. And I will not eat any, because it's weird that you shove it up the bird.
I don't.
You don't always.
I know you were going to say that. And does that make it better?
Yes.
You don't have to shove it up the bird. We just do sometimes.
No,
how does that make any sense at all?
I never do.
How does that make it less gross?
I can't shove anything in my bird because it's been spatchcocked. I want you to isolate that audio and I want to hear it over and over.
Yeah.
But that's okay. There's no opening to my bird. It's been flat.
Right. It's just open.
Yeah, it's open.
It's just very odd that that's how anyone chooses to cook anything, I think.
I don't totally disagree with you on that. But man, have you ever tried it when it's been in the bird?
Yeah, it's terrible inside the bird. It's too soggy. It's way too
bad. I've had
bad.
Some good ones.
No, really? Do you like bread pudding?
You're freaks.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like bread pudding can either be real mushy and custardy, and that's when I hate it. But if you keep cooking
it. Well, you have a texture thing.
I absolutely do.
Creamy. Yeah.
But it's brown and creamy.
Right.
But
maybe worse. Like,
if you just keep baking it and make it crusty on all sides, bread pudding is amazing. And I do the exact same thing with my stuffing. In fact, I don't even call it stuffing because it's never been inside of anything.
Oh,
it's dressing.
You're a dressing guy. Yes. Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, it is on the list.
At number 10.
So everyone can exhale a little bit. All right. I crunch the numbers. I'm honest.
But
it belongs on the list.
Are we going back and forth? Like so you're saying they're not all going to be food?
They're not all going to be food.
Okay. Fries and celiac.
Oh. You could shove a cracker up a bird. Okay. Number nine. Turkey. It deserves a spot.
I am floored because you hate turkey. You hate all things Thanksgiving related. Like when I tell you that you'll like it, just come to my house and have some of my smoked turkey. It's going to change your perspective.
I don't dislike turkey. I will eat turkey. What I don't get is the hype for turkey. Like, why are we so excited for turkey? Like, it's just turkey. You'll eat it because it's there.
I feel that you got this wrong. The sides were always better than the turkey.
No, not at my house. My turkey is dope.
Do you think it should be higher?
Yes,
than
of
nine?
Course.
I wonder about, I've been doing a lot of thinking about ham. You know, ham shows up at every.
Ham is an Easter food.
But it shows up at Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is.
I thought ham was Christmas and roast beef was Easter.
Ham doesn't need fanfare. It just shows up. It's always there. It's at Christmas. It's at Easter.
No, but that being said, if I'm going for just a deli sandwich, I'm going to pick turkey.
And I would too. That's the secret. A deli turkey, but not a turkey that you're not
into.
All right. Okay. But it is nine because the numbers bear it out. It deserves a spot.
Yeah, I think you got that right.
Way higher than nine. Because here's the thing. Walk up to a four-year-old and say, first thing that comes to your mind, Thanksgiving. What are they going to say?
Turkey.
Yeah. Turkey. But it's nine on your stupid list.
But it's not because they're excited about it. It's because they've been told by propaganda to be excited about it.
Erica, seriously, lift with your legs when you take the box, okay?
It is
of
propaganda.
My stuff and not of the Taylor Swift
Correct.
Stuff.
The Taylor Swift stays with Aaron and I.
Right, okay.
I'm sorry I got you too confused again like everyone else who listens to the show.
Thanks. I appreciate your apology.
These are the controversial Thanksgiving rankings. At number 8, using the dining room. Always exciting to get the nice plates out. The nice area. It's the kind of the one
look
meal.
Look who's coming over
even
to the good side.
Has a dining room.
I still have one and I don't even use it on Thanksgiving anymore.
What? When else are you going to use it?
I don't use it. That's why I want a pool table or something there, but it's not quite big enough for that.
That's not exciting. It's the first. Like,
what would be exciting about it? You can't see the TV from that room. So no, what's the point?
Sometimes you put the name tags out. It's like a special. What are you talking about? Is it the dining room?
We do that with Christmas if we're in a home with a dining room, but
you do name tags?
Oh, probably not.
Okay.
Oh, you don't.
And then you have the little card table. It depends on how many people of the family are there.
Okay. Yeah.
I always, as the youngest, you would know nothing about this. You J-hole of the oldest
as
child,
the oldest and wisest. Go ahead.
I even when I was 20 something, I'm at the card table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Oh yeah, the card table.
Because you're sitting there with the kids with the little construction paper turkey head,
and your knees are like up to your
It's awful. It's the worst.
Yeah, I'd rather be there though than with the adults trying to talk about politics and stuff.
I'd rather walk around with my plate and sit on a couch and watch football. That's what Thanksgiving is.
You don't have to sit down.
Oh yeah, no, my house, it's super casual. Everybody's gathered around the island. Nobody sits at a formal
place.
You're
not having like a meaningful conversation. You're not going around going, what are you thankful for?
Oh, for the love.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. Number seven.
This is only five. It's like 10 to five, and that's over, right?
No, we're going to go all the way to one. Number seven is the crisp fall weather.
Okay. You used that in Halloween.
But it's still a part of Thanksgiving. I'm very passionate. Aaron agrees. It should be higher. I kind of think it should be higher, too. Because it's the perfect. There's no
Aaron
snow.
Aaron put the Taylor Swift stuff back in the box. He didn't even get to take his crap.
Oh.
You're leaving your stuff because this list. You have outdone yourself, sir. This is the dumbest list. You're recycling old crap. If bread is in here somewhere, I'm going to beat you.
Like dinner rolls.
The look of
it. Beat me. You have such a nice flannel shirt on today because of the crisp fall weather.
You don't get to shove that into Thanksgiving. You are so dumb
right now. I wouldn't put it in Christmas rankings because it's not. It deserves a spot.
What happens if it snows before Thanksgiving?
That's part of the crisp
fall. You're playing into his narrative. Just get one more out.
Number six, Slacker. We're going to get him back here. The backyard football games.
Damn it.
It's awesome. Everyone hates.
That is really fun.
Yeah.
I have bled profusely almost every Thanksgiving. Because you've had quite a bit of alcohol while you're cooking or whatever, so your blood's thin. And then you go out and your kid gets to be 12, 13, and it's finally time to take on the old man. And it's touch football, but they play tackle.
Oh yeah.
And then you're down and they're just kneeing you and stuff. God, what a fun day.
It's a siren song of on Thanksgiving. You end up throwing a football. Even if you don't play, you're throwing 100%. You're tossing it around.
You even?
Even me, yeah.
Wow.
I'm not a football guy, but it just feels like.
Nor a Thanksgiving guy.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's number six on the list.
His list is terrible, but that one was pretty good.
Okay. It only gets better.
If enough people text Fire T-Hack, we won't do the next five.
Okay.
So 303-222-5423. We need 50 people right now to say Fire T-Hack, and this list is over. Otherwise, you'll hear the rest.
Save me.
Next.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
46, 47.
Yes. Yes.
Only 47 people texted in to stop the worst controversial rankings of all time.
I love you, listeners. Thank you.
It
thank
is
you for
TX
the support.
Controversial rankings. We'd sing the song again, but that last thing took so long we don't have time.
Yeah.
What is your controversial ranking?
These are the controversial Thanksgiving rankings. Not the foods, not the sides, just all things to have to do with the Thanksgiving season.
Okay.
We've done 10 through 6. 10 was stuffing. 9 was turkey, a lot lower than people may think, but it's not.
Or higher.
Or higher. Yeah. Number 8, using the dining room, always exciting.
That shouldn't even be on the list.
Should, number, well, I'm not going to put using the card table like you used to use. That's definitely not on the list. Number 7 is the crisp fall weather.
Which, you know, we did get a lot of text saying it should be, there should be some sort of penalty for reusing something.
But it belongs on the Halloween list.
And that's
list.
Not going to be the only thing reused on this list.
Yeah, we're pretty sure bread's coming up.
Yeah.
Also, I think I know what number one is, and I'm going to hold it.
It's
till...
bread.
No.
It's dinner rolls.
I think I know what number one is.
Okay.
We'll see.
I'm sorry. Number 6?
Number 6 was the backyard football game.
Right. The only way he got me to continue this was that. Very strategic on your part to put it in at number 6 when you knew there'd probably be a break in the action.
Well, the numbers bear it out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They
crunched the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Number 5... I know Slacker's with me on this one.
Eric is giving me hand...
I'm doing number crunching.
Oh. I thought you were trying to give me a hint on what you think the number one thing is. And I'm like, Pac-Man? What are you doing?
No, I'm fully... I know.
Write it down.
I know my number
write
one
it down.
Is right.
Yeah.
Write it down so we can see that you know it. Okay.
We're in the top 5. Number 5 is time with family.
Great.
Boo.
No?
I love it. Yeah,
yeah.
It's what I'm looking forward to the most. It's
a couple days, you know, maybe a son coming home, Slacker.
Yeah, you can't be. Yeah,
no, I'm pretty stoked about that.
That's
yeah,
that would be my number one.
It's time with family. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's up there for sure.
I'm actually, like, Noah and I may get to go to Casa Bonita while he's here.
That is super
exciting. I have a reservation, but I'm not sure if it's going to work out. But, like, if it does, like, I mean, so yes, you're winning.
Okay.
Like, he's got 2 in a row. The rest of this list is complete and utter bullpucky.
I think the top might be just a slam dunk.
Okay.
Okay. Number, let's see, what are we at? Number 4.
Yes, sir.
Mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
An all-time classic. Really shines at Thanksgiving.
You have, dude, you can get mashed potatoes. There are certain things.
They hit different on Thanksgiving.
No, it's not.
They
do. It's not.
The pilgrims made them.
And the gravy.
I'm telling you, I'll roll into Ocean Prime, get some mashed potatoes just for fun. I'll go eat it. This is.
Why would you pick mashed potatoes over there?
Nobody. No, you just get it with the tater tots, but the mashed potatoes are sometimes real good.
You're also allowed.
Nobody make any reaction to what I'm about to say. Cuba has amazing mashed potatoes with a skirt steak.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I bet. Haven't tried them.
I'm not good at poker.
It is really good. I'm just saying,
okay,
I'd be happy to take you all over there.
But what is Thanksgiving?
Any of the locations.
Without the mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Right, you know, but it's
that's even the picky eaters will eat the mashed potatoes.
There are certain things. You could put pumpkin pie on this list, which I know you won't because you're a tool.
It's
but
gross.
Like, pumpkin pie is exclusive. Like, you're doing Thanksgiving things. And so far, you're naming things that are just, fall weather. It's not Thanksgiving. That's all of fall. Like,
mashed
crisp
potatoes... It's a staple of Thanksgiving.
Oh my God.
Yeah, can you imagine if you sat down and they're like, we didn't do the potatoes this year.
Yeah, but it's also a staple of any time you have steak. It's also
no,
a staple.
It's not. It's different.
You could go steak frites. You could go green beans.
Like, Monica had to make 3 different types of potatoes.
And I get it.
Is there any way Forrest Gump over there can stop with steak frites?
Okay. Asparagus.
Baked potatoes.
Oh, baked potatoes.
Oh, you got the baked potato tater tots.
It's neck and neck. The top 3.
Is it the neck?
Number 3.
The turkey neck.
No chance.
My former in-laws would I'd throw it away and they're like, no, cook it. And then they just sit there and like little feral like pterodactyls like, and you eat the neck together. Like,
I watch so much QVC that when you say turkey neck, I think of a cream that you should rub on your neck because that's what they sell a lot. Number 3.
Can we wrap this up?
We can. Dinner rolls.
Ah!
Of course, bread's on the list.
Yeah. Right.
What's
did dinner rolls make your controversial rankings of breads?
It did, yeah.
You forgot biscuits, but you remember dinner rolls?
I did. Yep. The
so this is the second plagiarized, duplicated thing
they're
on
they're allowed
list.
To be on multiple things. That's how versatile they are.
Weren't dinner rolls kind of low on the bread list?
They were kind of less. But we don't really do biscuit. Like, what kind of bread do you have at Thanksgiving? It's just
don't
kind
try,
of rolls,
don't,
right?
Don't,
yeah, it's like okay. A crescent roll.
A crescent
on
roll?
Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Really?
You forgot.
No, it's dinner rolls, period.
Yeah.
We do
and
both.
By the way,
we do
please,
for sure crescents.
Yeah, can I steal the radio station for a second? If you work for King Soopers or Target or anybody, can you tell me who has the Rhodes frozen bread? They sell out every year, and that's what I make my dinner rolls from. I don't want the ones that are already made and you just warm them up. Like, yeah. You have the frozen, and you set them there, and they rise, and then you're like, and you put them in. They're out already. They're already out at the stores I've hit. I need Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S, frozen bread dough balls, please.
Wow.
303-222-5423.
What a testament to them being number three. Sold out already.
I walked into it.
Yeah,
I did that.
I don't know what number two is going to be, but I looked at what Erica wrote and she's right. She's absolutely right.
For number one?
Yeah.
If it's number two right now, I'm going to be very upset because I just fist bumped really hard.
Let's be ready to claw his eyes out and we'll never have to find out. We could end this at number two if he says it right here.
Okay.
Number two, pie.
Oh, I'm for sure right.
Yeah.
Pie.
Just now, pie in general.
Just pie, because you'll see an apple pie every once in a while out of Thanksgiving. Mostly pumpkin. You'll see a pecan.
A pecan.
You'll see some other flavors.
Don't act like pecan's a dark horse. Pecan is number
pecan
two.
Is elite.
Yeah. Yeah, pecan is number two
number
to pumpkin.
No.
Oh, over apple, really?
You think? 100%. At Thanksgiving, apple doesn't feel fall as much as pecan and or pecan.
Pie-wise or list-wise?
Pie-wise.
Pecan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You think it's number one?
Yeah. I hate pumpkin pie.
There's, you're either a lover of pumpkin pie, and like I think some people just use it as a vessel for whipped cream to get into their head, or you hate it.
I would bathe in it.
Is that okay?
Yep.
Also, text in 303-222-5423 if you want Erica's OnlyFans where she bathes in pumpkin pie.
We are down to number one.
Yeah, I nailed it.
Now, when you crunch the numbers, when you talk about impact, when you talk about number of sets of eyeballs, number one, Erica, tell them what it is.
The Macy's Thanksgiving
Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.